T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Guns N' Roses.
And Tool.
And wow. Tool.
That's on two shows. Your chance to win those tickets right now by texting the word MINE, M-I-N-E, MINE, to 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, look, I know you still
have
the same chance of winning
mine?
Tickets. I'm just saying it's such an unexciting word. Like, ooh,
the wait, word mine. Is MINE, M-I-N-E.
Makes me think of Finding Nemo. Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mine.
Text that mine. To 206-803-ROCK.
Mine.
Chance
mine.
To win tickets to Guns N' Roses and Tool. Mm-hmm. By the way, Taryn Daly has tickets coming up tonight for you at 7:10.
7:10.
She will have the code word at 7:10. Okay, do we have time for a few emails in the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A few only because my voice is gone. Oh, let's see. I got away with it. Guys, I had a coworker that worked at a full-service gas station shop 40 years ago. The cash drop was a slot in the cement floor about the size of a mail slot. It was confided in me. This person would spend the graveyard shift, quote, fishing for plastic baggies of cash dropped down there to the tune of around $100,000 over a few years.
Damn.
The place made money hand over fist. He was never found out. He retired early, and I think he underreported his take to me. I still chuckle, thinking of him showing up at midnight with a cigarette and coffee and then getting his fishing pole out of the truck, out of the trunk of his old gold Ford LTD. Cheers, guys. That's from Adam in Renton. As we move on to the birthdays. Guys, today is my son's 23rd trip around the Big Star. He would like a Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about meat and potatoes. That from the dad.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, if you like meat and potatoes, I have a meal for you tonight. We have one sausage and two tots.
Yeah, so I can be the little lumpy potato inside you. You don't like them lumpy?
Yeah, will you provide the gravy?
Yeah. Salsa German gravy you like.
Guys, today is my 34th birthday. Can I get a bunch of farts so my girlfriend knows what she's in for tonight? And the Dirty Germans asking her to pay attention to the gilly. Thank you guys for all you do. That from Kelly.
Yeah, he wants extra attention on the gilly. If you're wondering where the gilly is, some people think it's the zipper between the satchel and the blowhole, but my understanding, it's more the blowhole.
Yeah, so you remember back in the day when we send letters and you'd have to lick the envelope and it has a funny little taste? So that's what the gilly is like.
Jesus.
Tastes like an envelope.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Couple of extra emails, tech fails. Guys, listening back on the Odyssey app, and the question was about tech fails. And I have one for you I'd like to share. Some friends and I went to Monster Jam at Lumen Field.
Oh, nice.
That was amazing. You guys all should go.
I went.
And you loved it?
It was, honestly, go see those monster trucks. It was unreal how much fun it was.
When it was over, we all went to one of the bars across the street from the Showbox. Well, I've been sexting with an ex at the bar. She wanted a video. So I went to the bathroom, started doing some things to myself, then I sent the video. Well, just before I went into the bathroom, I had texted the address to my roommate's fiance because they were coming to meet us at the bar. We're here. Needless to say, I sent the video to her. I immediately panicked and called her and told her not to open the message. Of course, I was on speaker. They were good sports about it. I was shaking like a leaf when trying to order a triple shot right after. Anyway, love you idiots. That from Taylor, not Tyler.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, man. By the way, speaking of tech fails, I just read today, apparently on iPhones, I believe it is. Remember, I was complaining about my F-bombs always changed to ducking.
Yeah.
And trying to go on a rant. Yeah. Well, they said, I guess on their new phone or whatever the hell it is, they're actually addressing that, and they have an easy fix. It's like, right on. Seriously. I mean, they specifically said, no more ducking or something like that.
iPhone. I know on my phone, if I correct it enough, it'll let me just put in the F word.
I've corrected my phone so many times. I don't know. My phone is like a Puritan. No, I don't want to use the cuss word. Let's say cheese and rice.
Mm-hmm. Guys, as far as bathroom stories, catching up on the podcast on the Odyssey app. I'd use a bathroom at a Target in the stall. I'm finishing up. Well, the gentleman in the next stall, he kept moving around, though I thought he was maybe just having a rough go of it. I finished up washing my hands and saw some movement in the mirror. I turned around just in time to see said gentleman finish handling his business under the stall that I was just in. That from Victor from Hot as Hell, Southern California.
God. Wait a minute. Say that again. He saw the guy in the stall,
shucking the corn.
Why did he look in there?
That must have just been the angle he got. I don't know.
Or maybe he just saw the movement, thought that was kind of weird. Like, oh.
I mean, I think you need an age on that. I did it once in a mall, but I was like a teenager.
In the mall bathroom?
Yeah.
I just did behind the place in the mall.
No?
Just had to go. Just had to do it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I don't know. I had 5 minutes alone, and I was like,
I remember being a teenager, right, man. It's almost like maintenance.
It's
like,
hard.
And at that time, you're a teenager at the mall, so like every girl you know is at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Their moms are attractive. Everything's attractive.
Right, Tina.
Yeah. Food court, all of it.
I never really knew a Tina.
I knew one Tina. She was kind of good looking. She was a manager at a restaurant I worked at. When I first saw her, I'm like, man, she's kind of hot. She's one of those people that couldn't talk. She could only sing. Like, she was a human musical. So she was, good morning. Hey, Tina, man, we need to order more of this. I'll be right on it.
I know two sisters.
I hate her.
Tina and Tony. Tony with an I. Tony was hot.
Yeah.
Both of those girls were hot.
I did know one Tony with an I. She was a complete smoke show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Both those names, typically. Guys, another bathroom story. What up, fellas? Catching up on the Odyssey app. My bathroom story happened when I was about 5 or 6. I'm 42, so this was in the days when pops read the newspaper in the bathroom and lighters didn't have safety switches. Just click, flame on. So as you probably guess, I set the paper on fire, then ran and locked myself in my room. Well, the fire spread to the towels and the rest of the bathroom. Luckily, my older sister found it and had it put out before it spread to the rest of the house. Good times. That from Geronimo. Of the massive monkeys.
Toronto.
Yes. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day, but first.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Broadcast on the flesh. What's happening?
Well, I heard there was cake today, so I showed up.
There is cake. Yes.
Yeah, we'll show up for cake. The nice people at Climate Pledge brought us cake for the Queens of the Stone Age show.
It was a delicious cake. Yeah, shout out to them. Yeah,
was that some peanut butter in the middle? What was that layer?
I don't know what that was.
I'll never tell you.
I don't know, but it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Something tells me I don't want to know because it came from Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah. I was more interested in the lady who brought it, but whatever. I still had some cake.
Delightful. She was good looking.
Yeah,
she was
good
looking.
She was very attractive.
It's a delightful young lady.
I'm just saying. If you're into that kind of thing.
So,
if you're into delightful, hot-looking women, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Right, exactly.
Sorry we
Climate Pledge.
Sorry we made it weird, but that's what my friend Miles does.
Bring more cake.
Yes.
Anytime.
So, anytime. What are we doing here today?
We got covers today. You know, I am a sucker for a good cover. And every now and again, I want to say like once every few months, we like to break out a bunch of covers here on Sit and Spin. And usually they are fantastic. Right. And that's why we do it. Today, we're going in the opposite direction.
Are they fantastic because you're covering a song that was already fantastic? Like, I've always had this theory. If you're going to remake a movie, don't remake a movie that was already good. Remake a movie that failed. See if you can do it better. Same thing with the cover. You hear a song go, I didn't know that was a cover. That's a cool song. See, but if you take a good song and you redo it, in theory, it should still be a good song.
You remake a song that was already good for the same reason you remake a movie that was already good, because you know people like it.
Sure.
I mean, it's almost a guarantee that it's going to be great.
You
almost.
Didn't see King Kong, did
all
you?
All Along the Watchtower, that was a better cover than the original.
Way better.
But when you look at the pandemic stuff and with Couch Riffs, awesome. And what they did,
right?
Their cover songs were awesome.
That was one of the good things that came out of the pandemic, is everybody got together and did all of these pandemic cover versions that were fantastic. But today on Sit and Spin, we are going to go in the other direction. These are the movie remakes that were not as good as the original. In fact, these are the cover versions that were a total mistake.
Oh, 10 nice. Classic rock covers that went horribly wrong.
Number 10. Stop. Stop it.
I don't think you can cover this song.
No. It wasn't great the first time, but John Lennon, he was the guy to sing it.
Right.
So you go, okay. But after that, like, no one should do
it. Hang on. You can't cover it, though. APC covers it. It's awesome.
That's different. They're good. This is Avril Lavigne.
This is terrible. I'm just saying you can't cover it.
Was it a perfect? It was a perfect song. Right? I covered this. I was thinking about What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which was, I think it was Maynard and Chris Cornell. I don't know. Also brilliant, though. Yes. Yeah. So this is Avril Lavigne doing Imagine. I think there's some things are sacred. The song,
I would
whether you
that.
Like it or not,
but
something should remain.
This
is why you don't cover Stairway to Heaven unless you're Heart and you do it
Dolly
for
Park,
Led Zeppelin
or Dolly Parton,
right?
Or you're doing it at a guitar center to prove to people you can play guitar.
It's not allowed.
10 classic rock covers that went horribly wrong.
Number 9.
So
this is a local high school.
I kind of get it. This is Hilary Duff, and it's probably during the like show, like Nickelodeon and stuff. So you say My Generation. All right, she's talking to the kids, but still, I don't think you do the Who.
Yeah, in her defense, right? She sounds like a kid when she's doing this.
Right. This could be like
the Cars for Kids,
that kids bop stuff we played.
In which case, you don't. I understand.
Sounds a lot like that, to be honest with you. 10 classic rock
covers.
She's
hot now, by the way.
It went horribly wrong. Yeah.
Way.
If you're into that kind of thing.
You think big asses?
Madonna can't do her own stuff well. I don't think she... Like, she sucks anyway. She should not touch someone else's stuff.
My question is why? Why does Madonna need to do American Pie? Like, what popped into her head goes, you know what? I'm going to do Don McLean.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, why?
Because she's
why?
Madonna.
It's not on brand for her. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
She could have done The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald for
that would have been great, yeah? Exactly. Let's get some Gordon Lightfoot up in here. She's more of a sundown girl.
You need a
girl.
T-shirt that says that.
She's more of a sundown girl, I'm sure.
Yeah. I need some Gordon Lightfoot up in here.
The 10 classic rock covers that went horribly wrong.
Number 7. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
So, first of all, Fred Durst can't sing.
To be the sad
and here's the thing. So, Fred Durst was using the auto-tune before auto-tune was a thing, because he cannot sing.
Sure.
And if you listen to the song, you can tell it's auto-tuned, and he's doing The Who. So.
But I appreciate people that use auto-tune so that it doesn't hurt. Not the people that are, but like Cher can't sing, Britney Spears can't
Madonna.
Sing. Right, Madonna. So there's a lot of people that can't sing, but you like them as performers. Fred Durst not being one of those people. But I do appreciate, like, thank you, at least when we go to your show, you've taken the time to be professional enough not to hurt us.
I don't know if Cher can sing anymore, but she used to be
able to sing. Yeah.
But she's 100, so I'm singing the last 50 years.
You know who else can't sing anymore? Sonny Bono.
Oh, that's auto-tune can't
too
fix
soon.
That.
Wow,
is that the promo?
I don't get what's so funny.
10 classic rock covers that went horribly wrong.
Number 6. Rock gotta have fun.
Strong disagree.
I love this cover.
I love this cover too.
Yeah,
this is great. Fred Durst.
do this.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, Fred, good job on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? Because
it's just better.
They made it a Limp Bizkit song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that bad. I've never heard
it. It's a lot of fun. Oh, it's great.
You never heard this?
Great.
Never.
Oh, live in concert. It dominates. Let's go. I'm going to go grab my JNCO jeans out of the locker room. We're going to go listen to the Limp Bizkit Faith.
I've got a flat brimmed hat.
Just grab me an energy drink.
I got you.
These are 10 classic rock covers that went horribly wrong.
Number five. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
I'm not a Counting Crows apologist, but I don't think this is a bad version of Joni Mitchell.
I didn't know this was a cover.
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all I got. I'm not going to argue with you. You're just wrong.
I just think it's just wrong. I think it's the worst cover ever.
I really thought it was just a Counting Crows song.
One thing we've learned over the years is Miles has terrible taste in music, and this is a great example.
I like some cheesy crap. No, this is not the worst cover ever, but it is far from being a good song.
Right.
10 classic rock covers. Horribly wrong.
Number four.
Again, some things are sacred.
I feel like this is my daughter saying, Dad, I found your Marvin Gaye record. Let me ruin this for you. No.
She out of key?
It's Cyndi Lauper. So she sounds like Cyndi Lauper, but... What's going on?
Cyndi Lauper singing about her struggles in the inner city, like, I just...
If this was just
New York.
If it's a local band I like and she did this, I'd be like, that's cool.
Cool. No, but don't release that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I went to the show and my friend sang the song. It wasn't great, but good for her. But if she said, hey, man, we're going to release it, I'd be like, I will break your hands. don't do that.
Have you ever heard Cyndi Lauper talk?
Oh, yeah. I've seen her Humira
commercial. She talks like she sings.
Oh, man. She's got a really thick New York accent.
Super thick.
So it's like Rocky Balboa talking to John Rambo.
No.
Joan Jett, you know?
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett pitched up.
These are 10 classic rock covers. Went horribly wrong. Number three, number two, Mike?
Three.
Number three. Some folks are born made to wave a flag. Yeah, the red, white, and blue.
Oh, my God.
No.
Well, I mean,
no.
I'll give them that. No. Hear me out. It's crap, but at least they made it sound like a U2 song. They put a U2 twist on the CCR.
That's all they can do.
That's fair.
That's all they got.
That's
what they got.
Well, yeah. But that's why someone should tell them, don't.
I'm sure John Fogerty probably did.
Yeah. They did a version of All Along the Watchtower that was not bad on Rattle and Hum. They've covered a few songs.
Again, you're wrong.
No, it's not. It's not.
These are 10 classic rock covers that went horribly wrong.
Number two.
I don't hate this. I see The Cure doing Purple Haze. I think it's fine. And it sounds like a Cure song.
Did they play this at the concert the other night?
Not when I was there. And yes. I made it for 2 hours of that show.
Okay.
And I think they played for another half hour after I left.
No, they know better.
It was,
they
but it, look, they were great. They sounded awesome. Not my wheelhouse. Definitely my wife's wheelhouse. But they sounded great. It's Cure. They're legends. I got no problem with this.
10 classic rock covers went horribly wrong. We made it to number one.
Number one. Yeah.
The biggest problem with this song was the video. Do you remember the video?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of Mick Jagger and David Bowie walking down the street, you know, doing finger guns.
Shooting sales guys.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like that's how they walk down the street.
How you do it?
Mick Jagger.
How you do it?
Girl is right.
I mean, like,
those two guys, that's just them walking down the street.
Hey, guys, just walk down the street. They didn't tell them to do a damn thing.
They look like two wild and crazy guys, right? That's kind of the bit.
That's funny.
Right, that's just how they walk.
Hey, guys, just walk down the street.
You know why? It's like David Lee Roth. Hey, man, just walk. Just give it even a game.
He can't help himself.
Right.
There you go. 10 classic rock covers went horribly wrong. Thank you so much, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota Mist, we'll drink it toast with the shot of the day. And we drive your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Apple just released its first big product since 2014, and it's called the Vision Pro.
Oh, is that that?
Mixed reality headset, yes.
Okay, the Oculus-looking deal.
Pretty much.
Mixed reality.
Mixed reality.
Black and white people play together.
Oh, no. My goodness, there's black folks everywhere in here.
Look at this. This is unbelievable.
Look, Ma, I'm playing basketball.
White people eating spicy food.
Oh, no.
Mixed reality.
I feel safe down there.
Could we interest you in a soft pretzel? Maybe a bratwurst?
Oh, damn.
So we're doing over here on our side.
Ever wanted to feel safe downtown? We have the answer.
This gold chain is quite fetching.
For me, you ever want to walk through a department store without being followed by security? This is what it is like to just shop.
Wow.
Damn.
Crazy.
Look, I'm just driving. Damn. We just sold this thing. All right.
Yeah. I want to see what this is all about.
Oh, God. A new study found that working men can avoid burnout by getting married.
Whoa.
All right.
Basic. Did they say burnout?
Burnout.
Brother, do you understand that when you leave work, then you go home? And your wife's waiting for you. That's like work again.
That's kind of the point of it, is that she's for one, there for emotional support if necessary. But two, it's just kind of getting your mind away from work.
Oh, it definitely gets your mind away from work.
It does.
For sure, because you got other things to do.
She certainly allows you to leave the office at the office.
When conversations start with, let me tell you what your child did. And again, when it begins with your, it's not good. You want to go home and say, do you know what my kid did? Mm-hmm. That's something good. Yes, I want to know what your kid did.
Tell me.
Do I want to know what your kid did? Nope.
Do you know what your son did?
Uh-oh.
It's another job.
It is. Yes.
So yes. I don't get that.
But it's a fun job that you don't know what you got to do until you get to work.
I guess point is you stop thinking about work when you get home, which is true. Actually, yesterday I got home. That's true. So walking the house, and there's just some things going on around our personal world, right? So I walk in the house, talking to my daughter. She was in the car. My son's playing video games. I roll into his room. It's like, hey, Dad. Hey, man. What's going on? Nothing. How was your day? I said, it was fine. He looked at me and said, Dad, I knew you were going to say fine because you walked in my bedroom. You look pissed. I said, well, fine. That's the right answer. Definitely. He's like, I get it. He's like, I knew you'd say fine.
I've had a couple of conversations with my wife after getting home from work, which is basically to the tune of, hey, could you take the dog out for a walk? Hi, good to see you too.
Right. Yeah.
That is why I instilled that with the
kids.
How
long have you been here?
How was your day?
How long have you been here?
That's what I said. The hugs are the first thing. That way, no matter what, it's a hello, how was your day? That's all. With the kids, same thing. Can I get a PS5? How much is it? $500? No.
Let's grab the lawnmower.
Actually, I said, I'll think about it. That was last week. He asked me 2 days ago. Hey, have you thought about it?
He ain't going to let that one go, man.
No.
I know. That's it. I'm still thinking about it.
There's a 54-year-old man in the UK that's addicted to cheese. Going through two blocks a day and having spent more than just Jesus. $70,000 on cheddar over the years.
When's the last
just
time
cheddar?
You pooped?
Just cheddar.
Hope he buys some fiber.
I know, man. Seriously, like
2 blocks a day. I love me some cheese, man.
Well, Ted went to Wisconsin. I feel like if I go there, I'd be backed up for weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. No lie.
Seriously. I come back like, oh, God, I ate all the cheese. I need to make a poopy.
How much is a block smaller?
A block is like, I mean, maybe in the UK.
It's probably like a Tillamook size, you know?
That's one of the great things about touring Tillamook is that you can go there and they just have trays where you can just try the different cheeses that they have. That sounds like heaven.
Yes.
But two blocks a day?
A day.
That dude loves cheese.
He does.
What do you think his farts smell like? I mean, how bad?
They don't.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think he can. I think he's got a cork in there.
Just burps a lot. His head's a little bloated.
Yeah, oh no.
I mean, is there anything?
He just sweats it out at this
point. Is there anything wrong with him?
Not that I'm aware of. He's 54.
I mean, mentally, yes. Physically, we don't know.
I just really like cheese.
I really like cheese, too. I love cheese. If someone said, dude, even if they said, tell you what, we will give you a pill where physically this will not alter you, you'll be fine. I still don't know if I can just eat two blocks of cheese a day.
I bet I could live off mozzarella sticks for 2 weeks.
That's fair.
The fried ones?
Pretty good.
Or like string cheeses. Not mozzarella sticks, string cheese.
I would go for cheddar over the mozzarella. Only reason why I feel like the cheddar has more taste. I'm kind of right there with you.
But is it macaroni and cheese, Matt? Just basically more cheese? I mean, you could do just cheese foods. Croquettes, you know.
Well, hang on. I feel like you get this guy's eating cheese.
We
got to stick with just eating cheese.
Okay, that's a good question.
Well, did he prepare it somewhere?
But that's what I was going to ask. So, to Miles' point,
grilled cheese.
Half the block go to mac and cheese, grilled cheese, or is he just literally there with a knife eating cheese?
I wouldn't be shocked if he was just there with a knife eating cheese. Okay. Now, I will say, as a kid, one of my favorite things to do was taco night because there was always a bowl of shredded cheese that my dad had carved.
How much cheese did you put on your taco, bro? As a kid, yeah.
No, not even on the taco. You just wait till everybody's back turn, then you just grab a big old pinch of the cheese and get
you mush it into a bowl in your hand.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm right there with
you. Let's go.
I do that now.
VW is bringing back the microbus.
Electric, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
They're not going to call it the microbus. I forgot what they were going to call it, but
they're calling it You Hippie.
Why wouldn't they just call it the microbus? If you like Volkswagen buses,
because it's going to be electric, therefore the purists will be angry at the fact that it's not the original microbus.
The electric bus, how about that? Jesus H. Christ, way overcomplicated.
I don't know.
Okay, how about the un-aerodynamic shoebox?
How about the van down by the river?
Van down by the river.
How about the I have drugs in here?
Mm-hmm. One thing that we know for certain, though, is that when that bus came out, while it was cool to have one, it was still kind of a crime against, you know, everything
coolness?
Optical.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cool.
Everything optical.
They're still out there. You go to a festival. There's a lot of them.
You bet, man. But that's something that we as men have just violated forever is crimes against everything, including crimes against style, which takes us to
the Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, I hope I did this.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 crimes against style that men need to stop, according to women. Sure, do we like women? Of course we do. Do we want to bed down with a frisky filly? Of course we do.
He means a real
horse. But you can rip these from my cold, dead thighs. I'm talking about cargo shorts. Specifically, camouflage cargo shorts.
Preach.
Pockets for everything.
Damn right.
One pocket for my cigarettes and my lighter. Another pocket for my iPhone. That's right, I said it. Yet another pocket for my keys. And another pocket for my wallet. All up front. You want to frisk me, bruh? Go for it.
VD just said, bruh.
I'm right there with the cargo shorts. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Say all what day. You want. But here's the thing. You got a problem with my cargo shorts. Don't ask me to hold your wallet.
No.
That's all.
I got three different pairs at home, and I love them.
You have no pockets. I got a ton.
I will wear them all. Yep. I do not care. You're right. Who's sneaking the minis in? I am.
Right.
They're for me. Mm. I charge tax.
Who's holding your ID at the sporting event?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has pockets. It'd be great if you'd use them. So these are 10 crimes against style.
Yeah, man, I'm with you.
Oh, can you hold my clutch? No, put a strap on it like you should.
Right.
10 crimes against style that men need to stop. According to women, wearing a belt and suspenders.
I don't know anyone who does that.
Correct.
I mean, I don't.
That should just be a given.
Yeah. ever. My mother told me when I was a child, look, they both serve the same purpose. So wear one or the other, but don't wear suspenders. That's basically how she put it.
Have you ever worn suspenders?
Yes. I have.
Yes.
You know what, man? And when you're right,
on a suit.
They have the cool ones now. So you can be pretty dope when you do it, but to Miles' point, it needs to be a time and a place.
Yes, it does.
Not just, I got my jeans on.
Exactly.
And my suspenders.
And I will say, Miles, whenever I have suspenders, it's because I'm wearing a tux, and it is a blissful thing.
And people comment on it,
If you're wearing overalls, you're basically wearing suspenders.
Correct. Yes.
They just come up higher.
I know folks that wore overalls and then just put a shirt over it to where it looked like they just had jeans on.
I like to think of overalls as a leg bra.
That's not bad.
It goes over your shoulder and just goes all the way down the body.
Keeps my legs down here. Not tucking in your shirt.
What?
Mm-hmm. Leaving your shirt untucked can make you look sloppy and unprofessional.
Oh, shut up.
I am both of those things. And again, time and play, your wedding. My shirt was tucked in.
Yes.
After you said your eye to thank you. When you were done and we're dancing, like, it's untucked.
Oh, yeah.
And the tie's gone.
Right, it's just one of those things. Like, I know when to tuck in a shirt, but...
Did you even notice that I changed after the ceremony was over?
What did you change it to?
I changed it into some khakis and like a Hawaiian-style shirt.
Jesus Christ, Mike, you wore a khaki goddamn tux.
I'm aware of that.
How am I supposed to know?
You didn't notice that my legs were missing from that tuxedo when we started dancing?
No. Some shirts aren't really made to be tucked in. It's not the style.
Isn't there a whole company called Untuck It?
Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly quit tucking my shirt. I was a tucking shirt guy.
When we met you were a shirt tucker.
Right. Until I got
death punch.
Until I got
tucked in.
Made fun of it relentlessly. I was like, all right, fine. I'm not tucking in the shirt anymore. Wearing graphic t-shirts, that's another one. My wife has told me that I'm not allowed to wear graphic t-shirts by buying me not graphic
t-shirts. What do you mean graphic? Just anything with
right, the five finger death punch t-shirt.
I wore my clutch shirt. I think it's a cool shirt.
Yeah. What does your wife think?
She knows better. As my wife, we've been together for a long, long time at this point. So she just goes, I know what you do. I've given up on certain. But she goes, when you need to dress up, you do it very well.
You do. And that's why I will say that
if you don't,
you are exempt from this list because you are the best dressed man I've ever met in my life. And I will die on that hill, man. You look
great. Are you looking at him or me or Ted?
Yeah. He's talking about you, Miles.
Man.
Yeah.
You. I think also a lot of this probably depends on time and place.
Yes.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Awareness is probably the biggest thing here. That is not on the list, but 10 crimes against style that many need to stop, according to women, wearing white socks with dress shoes.
Who does that?
Thank you. I don't know.
Nobody should be wearing white socks.
I don't even own white socks. Again, that was something I heard from childhood. My mother's like, listen.
Right.
Whatever you do, you can look stupid. Just don't wear the white socks.
Right. Oh, there were a few times in my life that I came out of my room where my mom went, no, 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 go. Change up black socks now.
And borrow them from your dad. That's how I had to do it.
And I agree with you, Ted. I read this list and I wondered who in the hell's doing this. But if you know what? If the bar is on the ground like that, let's bring this bad boy up. If there's anybody out there doing this, you don't got to reveal yourself. Just quit doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm just like, man, I'm with you. Like, I feel like I learned that as a kid. Like,
yeah,
you can't wear white socks with dress shoes.
Wearing oversized clothing. It says it may be comfortable, but it's a significant fashion crime that men commit all the time. I will say I wear things that are oversized in my comfortable environment.
Exactly. That's all it is. Just comfort.
Right. I will get home and I will put on my 2XL shirt, my 2XL sweatshirt, and I will put on some mesh shorts that are a little bit on the bigger side.
Okay, ladies. I am not saying that you were wrong. I don't typically do that, but I'm not saying you're wrong. Well, then I would argue, do not wear my big-ass hoodie for my 6'4 frame and your teeny tiny body.
Yeah, the problem is they look better in oversized stuff
than
we do, man.
They really freaking do.
They do.
I know.
That's the problem.
Somehow you become hot.
My wife's closet is full of every size that you can buy, man. There is extra small all the way to 2XL that she owns in her closet, and she looks fantastic in all of it.
Yeah, that's it. It's annoying.
It's not fair. Yeah, I can't,
really
put, on, I can't put on a large, you jerk.
Maybe we should fire some back.
Yeah.
Maybe some of y'all should wear clothes that fit.
Yeah.
Your ass does look big in those jeans. How about this? Ladies, if you wear a shirt where I cannot see your nipples, I don't think it's fashionable.
Yeah.
Because the mannequins have nipples.
That's a weird thing to Seattle, all right? So most mannequins...
They do have nipples.
No. I've seen them other places now.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
When we first got to Seattle, we were Macy's or something, right? They had window displays. And we stopped, and I'm like... Does that mannequin have erect nipples?
Yes.
And then we started looking around. They all did. I had never.
Even the men.
Everybody.
Yes. They all do. Everybody.
Yes. It's like, damn. It's cold in there.
All the men also have washboard abs. It's not fair.
I know.
So do I, but not the nipples.
That's the thing with a mannequin. Why don't you make mannequins that reflect true humanity?
For real.
I don't look like that.
Exactly.
That mannequin looks great in that shirt.
There's one store with one type of mannequin that every time I walk through, I see somebody that I know that I'm like, that's an actual body type.
Right.
And I call that one out, too. It's like, I know exactly who that will fit.
You need a bit of a pot belly.
Exactly.
I like those Duluth Trading commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, they're straight up about it.
Yeah.
We got you,
We
bro.
Know you're fat. We know you got swamp ass. We know that you're a little moist down there. Here you go. 10 crimes against style that men need to stop, according to women. Wearing athletic clothes outside of the gym. If it's summertime, bets are off.
Dude, you're wearing yoga pants everywhere.
Lululemon.
And you're not doing yoga.
You got to be kidding.
Shanti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I think that's gone out the window kind of with the athleisure.
Yeah.
Pandemic changed all that.
It did.
If you go to the grocery store, either every woman there came from or plans on going to the gym, or that's just what you wear.
I will say, I feel weird wearing mesh shorts out in public if I'm not, you know, just running for something real quick. But like wearing mesh shorts as like athletic shorts, I feel weird wearing that to the store because my wallet bounces all over the place. Right. My phone.
Also, you're to the gym, man. You need to put underwear on. Like I don't wear underwear at the gym. I wear shorts with like an inner mesh. You know, it kind of keeps it all in.
Okay.
So like if you're wearing mesh shorts, I can see your thing. Because it's got holes in it.
I mean, I'm with you. I have stuff like that I wear that's like athleisure, which you're right. I probably wouldn't wear mesh shorts around all day unless I was just coming to or from the gym or running in somewhere.
Right. Right. I'm already in my comfies and I need to go grab a soda.
What is the place that you're running in? So, because I'm thinking if you work in a place where people just run it, like 7-Eleven,
grocery stores, right,
they see the worst of it.
I would also say, like with the sweatpants, like you can't rock the old gray ones.
Nope.
Just like that little band. Nope. You got to be tapered and look cool.
Yeah. Correct. Wearing wrinkled clothing comes in.
I mean, I generally don't, but that's in a pinch, man.
Just throw it in the dryer with like a wet washcloth.
Exactly. Anymore. That's good. Wearing a hat indoors. Sorry.
There's some people pretty strict on that, I know.
There are, and I get it. I'm not one of those people, so get over yourself.
Yeah,
it also is an age thing.
It is.
My dad and granddad were psychos about it. You couldn't do it. You had to take it off. But, like, I don't know. I kind of gauge it on the restaurant and then also where I'm sitting.
Right.
If I'm sitting at a bar, I don't sweat it. If I'm sitting in the restaurant, I'll probably take it off.
If I'm at a restaurant, I would take my hat off for sure.
To be honest, outside of my environment here with this show, I really don't wear my hat indoors.
I mean, I don't either. It's work.
Yeah, it's just,
And I just think they feel funny underneath headphones. That's why I never wear mine during the show.
That's not a bad call.
Fair.
Wearing clothes that don't fit properly.
But anybody.
Jesus well, you Christ. Know, because it's
well,
uncomfortable.
Maybe he gained or lost some weight. Cut the guy some slack, man.
Sorry, these look so baggy on me.
Sorry. Yeah, he didn't think those were going to be that tight either, but it's been a long month.
But the number one crime against style that men need to stop, according to women, 3 out of 4 is bad. Beards.
I'll suck it.
Beards.
Most women have no problem with beards, but have a problem with men who don't care for their beards properly. When advised to match your beard with your haircut or vice versa for a nice, clean, manly look. Take care.
All right, people I know with beards take care of their beards because a lot of guys I know, including this room, all of us, we don't have hair on top.
Correct.
So this is our grooming area.
Right.
This is all we get to do to groom. And the only person that doesn't have a beard is a guy who has hair on top of his head.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, seriously.
So. It's too much hair to take care of.
Wasn't that the thing with ZZ Top, too? Is like the only guy without a beard. His
Frank
name
beard.
Was Beard.
Frank Beard. Yeah. Frank Beard did not have a beard.
A man quit his job 30 years ago and has been living in his van, and his latest choice of profession is making headlines.
Down by the river.
I've got that's exactly right. I've got the whole story for you at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This is at 206-803-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.